San Francisco Dam went to a fabulous party in North Beach yesterday, and I am discovering how segregated the people in San Francisco actually are.
Okay, San Francisco Dam, I thank you for tuning in. Didi LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey everyone, Didi Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your episode for Monday, April 29th, 2024. How are you doing, everybody? I hope everybody is doing beautifully. Thank you so much for coming by. Of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday churins, wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday party. Let's get right into it. Yesterday was the 56th anniversary of Specs Bar and Museum in North Beach. I love Specs. I love North Beach. North Beach is my favorite neighborhood. I just really love it. It's the home of West Coast Bohemia. There is a City Lights bookstore where the poet Allen Ginsberg published Howl. That was the start of the American beatnik era in the late 1950s. Jack Kerouac and all those rascals. There's Cafe Trieste, the Saloon Bar, and Specs. Now, there was a party yesterday. I was running around the city, meeting some friends over there. So I'm going around San Francisco. I had on my party fits. And on top of that, a trench coat, a long trench coat, which is I recommend for everybody to wear a trench coat because you can cover up some cool things. But the clothes I were wearing were so spectacularly color therapeutic that I got compliments all over town. People were asking me, where are you going? Oh my God, you look great. You look great. I told them, meeting friends at Specs in North Beach. The majority of the people I was speaking to had never been to Specs. Again, they are celebrating 56 years in business here in San Francisco and all that well-deserved nickname. And then I stopped at my favorite Trader Joe's downtown San Francisco. Before I went to sip some champagne, I picked up a ginger juice shot. It was pretty spicy, and then I picked up a green juice, something healthy, to coat my little stomach. And I'm talking to my favorite Trader Joe's employees. This is a subterranean Trader Joe's on the 4th Street shopping corridor that is basically the war horse of dystopian San Francisco, 4th at Market. I recommend everyone listening to go down there if you really want to get a feel of what San Francisco, I don't know if I'd say the golden years, but from back in the day, there is the Ross Dress for Less at that corner where my late great husband Richard used to run. Rest in paradise, sweetheart. And then, of course, the Trader Joe's that I am currently talking about. And then going up to 4th Admission is the Target Metreon, where you will see America's craziest junkies looting. They have approximately between 1 and 200 shoplifting incidences a day. There is Cole Hardware, but the point I'm making is I've stopped at the Trader Joe's for some juice, and I'm talking to my friends, the employees there, and this one guy, he's really cool. He's an Asian dude. I don't want to identify him too much because he's pretty identifiable. I like him. He's a real cool dude. He's like, where are you going? I said, I'm going to North Beach to Specs because I'm sparkly. Oh, what I was wearing, what I had on is my favorite color, pink. That's my power color. I had on pink, then I had on magenta, and then I had on red from head to toe, covered in a long trench coat. But I had it draped on my shoulders, you know, looking very chic, I think. He said, Specs, where's that? I'm like, North Beach. I just said I'm going to North Beach. And he made a face. I said, dude, take the 8. It stops half a block away and come on by. Guys, what I discovered yesterday, and I'm here since the 1980s, a lot of people in San Francisco are segregated. They don't go to different neighborhoods. In fact, I have an associate that doesn't meet me in North Beach. She admitted it. Hey, you know, you got to be true to yourself. I'm like, why don't you ever come over to North Beach? Girl, that's so far away. Guys, you can't see my eyes rolling out of my head. You cannot see my eyes rolling out of my head right now. So I met my friends in North Beach at Specs. It is the Bohemian Oasis for all my out-of-town listeners. Come through San Francisco, go to 4th at Market, jump on a cable car or take a Lyft, L-Y-F-T, and go to North Beach to Specs, which is right across the street from Vesuvio's and the bookstore City Lights, where there's Jack Kerouac, Alley, and etc. All the cool dudes, all the cool chicks, cool middle-aged people, young people. It was great. I had a really, really good time. And supposedly, guys, I was the best dressed at Specs 56th anniversary when I got there. Everyone kept saying, you are the best dressed here. Yeah, I loved it. I was reading something online. Excuse me for oversharing again. And this woman, a psychotherapist, she says, do not overshare selfies. And I'm glad that I've been taking that advice. Anyway, I don't like oversharing selfies. Guys, I have a cell phone full of selfies and documentation and everything cool about myself and my friends and where I go. I post maybe 2%, maybe 1%, maybe 1.1%. Otherwise, you'd be seeing a photograph of me, what I looked like yesterday. There was food, there was cake, it was a real San Francisco party. I'm so glad I went, and I appreciated all of the compliments and all of the new friends that I met and seeing my friends, and I look forward to seeing any photographs that people took of me there. Hey, everybody, this has been your show for Monday, April 29th, 2024. Again, happy birthday to all of my birthday churns. I hope you are doing beautifully. And happy birthday, sweetheart. Thanks so much for coming by, recommending, subscribing, and etc. I love you. I'm Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.